The state Senate has been almost evenly divided for the past several years. Republicans currently hold the chamber by just two seats. But Governor Cuomo, a Democrat, does not seem eager to shift the balance of the Senate to his party in the November elections. Cuomo, who says he prides himself on his ability to work with both parties, says he could see himself endorsing a Republican candidate for Senate. And he says he's going to back candidates based on their individual merit.
Those decisions, though, won't be blanket decisions. They won't be, I support every Democrat, I support every Republican, I support every independent. By definition, it's a case-by-case, individual-by-individual determination.
Cuomo has had a good relationship with the Senate GOP leader Dean Skelos, as evidenced during a news conference back in the spring. The two sat side by side as a reporter asked about Cuomo's upcoming choice to lead the state's Democratic Party. Senator Skelos jokingly suggested that the governor select a Republican.
Republican chair, that would be interesting. Are you interested? You'd have to give up your current job.
No.
All right, I thought I'd ask.
Cuomo's positive relations with the Senate GOP has paid off. Last year, the Senate Republicans helped him persuade Assembly Majority Democrats to go along with a property tax cap and budget cuts. And the governor was able to convince Senate Leader Skelos to put a same-sex marriage bill on the floor for a vote, where it passed. Lately, there's been some tensions between the governor and the minority party Senate Democrats. After Cuomo in March okayed a redistricting plan that favored Republicans in the Senate over Democrats, Democrats boycotted the remainder of an all-night session. It included many bills on the governor's agenda. Democrats ran the Senate for a brief time from 2008 until 2010. They were widely criticized for an era of disarray and dysfunction that included an attempted coup that led to a month-long gridlock. Cuomo, who was attorney general during that time period, in an interview, took a shot at the Democrats' reign.
During that period of time, it didn't work well, I think it's fair to say.
Further complicating things, four of the Senate Democrats have split off from their 25 other colleagues, and they formed the Independent Democratic Conference. They cooperate, in many cases, with the Senate GOP, and their de facto leader, Senator Jeff Klein, gets along with Governor Cuomo as well. Political consultant and SUNY Albany professor Bruce Jory says Cuomo, by not aligning himself with either party or its factions in Senate endorsements, is playing it smart.
It was interpreted as a pro-Republican political gesture, and it was, but it was more subtle than that.
Jory says Cuomo has successfully exploited the political instability in the Senate to achieve his agenda. While the governor got the Senate GOP to put the gay marriage bill on the floor, it was mostly Democrats and members of the Independent Democratic Conference who provided the actual yes votes. Jory says polls show that more New Yorkers want the Senate to be controlled by the Democrats than by the Republicans. And if elections do once again put the Democrats in power, Cuomo, by not making endorsements along party lines, won't end up on the wrong side. And he says Cuomo's remarks could be interpreted as offering an opportunity for Democrats to make up.
What he's functionally said to the Senate Democrats who were angry at him last session is, okay, ladies and gentlemen, how many Republicans do you actually want me to support? Or do you want to work with me? So he's created options for himself.
Senate Democrats in a statement say they look forward to working with the governor on a number of issues opposed by Republicans, including raising the minimum wage and campaign finance reform. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.